Major Zach.
That is dedication right there. He continues to do his hit as he is being abducted by aliens. We love you for that, Zach.
First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter Pete Futek next.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Kyle Long is on target.
Yeah,
if hopefully. Heard yesterday.
We heard hopefully and on target.
I mean, less convincing.
And day to day, it was hopefully and it was on target. And that told me there's not a chance in hell he's lined up against the Falcons.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed smart enough to sense your movement and automatically adjust to both of you to help you stay comfortable all night. It's even designed to help with this. Much better. Does your bed do that? The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is part of our biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Plus, save an incredible 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed with special financing available. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
Tomorrow's big day. It's Friday. That means the Blue Apron box arrives. It has shipped for free in the refrigerated box. It can sit there for a while, and it's no big deal. But when somebody gets home, whichever kid sees it first brings it in, unpacks it, and then we get to see what the menu is for the week. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. And you get to make incredible home-cooked meals. And this is accessible to everyone. Maybe, you know, I always think that people live right here in Chicago where there's all sorts of gourmet grocery stores and places to get all these ingredients. But maybe you live in a place where you don't have access to this stuff. That's what's really cool about Blue Apron, because for less than $10 per person, per meal, you get these seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients. You can make delicious home-cooked meals. You learn all kinds of new cooking techniques and ingredient combinations that then you can apply to any cooking you do in the future. We save the cards. We've got a whole stack. We've got essentially this cookbook that we keep all the cards together, and you put them in a three-ring binder, and that way you say, look, we're going to try this, but let's use chicken instead of pork, or we'll do this, and we'll use mirin instead of soy. There's all sorts of things you can do, and it's always seasonal. They've got these summer vegetable and egg paninis right now with Calabrian chili mayonnaise and a caprese salad. There is a skillet chili with cornmeal and cheddar drop biscuits, man. You just go to blueapron.com and check everything out. But make sure when you check out the menu to go to blueapron.com/Dan. Because when you do that, you're going to get your first three meals free with free shipping. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Home Depot has three do-it-yourself workshops in September. Come see what's in store, like how to properly wire and install a light fixture, how to upgrade your bath by installing a new toilet, or come explore the latest styles in wall tile and then learn how to install it yourself. It's never too late to learn a new thing, or two, or three. Register today for an upcoming do-it-yourself workshop near you, only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This offer ends September 19th, so go to Xfinity.com/bestoffer, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Without enrollment, monthly charge.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings, or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other, or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data. Free with no annual contract.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation. Taxes, extra account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan. It cannot lapse to get bill credit for 3rd and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Ian Happ, a two-run homer.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs have a comfortable 3.5 game lead in the NL Central heading into a weekend set with the Braves. Addison Russell scratched from a rehab start with foot soreness last night. Cubs are now awaiting the results of an MRI on that foot, according to CSN's Patrick Mooney. John Lester will be back in the rotation on Saturday after spending time on the DL. Mike Montgomery will remain a starter as the Cubs go to a six-man rotation for now. Pitching prospect Dylan Maples and shortstop Mike Freeman expected to be among the September call-ups. They both have to be added to the 40-man roster, which means two guys have to come off. As for the game tonight, it'll be Kyle Hendricks taking on the Braves' Sean Newcomb, pregame with Mike Esposito at 6:30. Jake Arrieta was on with Bernstein and Goff earlier today, and he talked about the team's mindset heading into the stretch.
The mindset is to try and create separation any way we possibly can, and the best way to do that is to be as focused and as prepared for the game we have that night, and take care of business as best we can, and then move on to the next one.
Twins completed the sweep of the White Sox with a 5-4 walk-off win today. Miguel Gonzalez got the start. He gave up 3 runs in 6 innings pitched. This one was all tied up at 3 for a long time, but Alan Hansen broke the deadlock with a solo home run in the top of the 9th. Then Juan Minaya allowed the tying run to score in the bottom of the 9th, loaded up the bases, and then hit a batter to walk in the winning run. Elsewhere in baseball, the Angels have acquired Justin Upton from the Tigers. Bears and Browns at Soldier Field tonight for the final preseason game. And in the NBA, the Bulls announced Cameron Payne needs surgery on his broken foot. He'll be out until late November. And high school junior LaMelo Ball has a $395 signature shoe. That could prevent him from playing college ball under NCAA rules. When asked for comment, Father LeVar Ball said, "Who cares? If he can't play, then he can't play." This scoreboard update is sponsored by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. Season kickoff party is Thursday night at King's Dining and Entertainment at New City in Lincoln Park at 7. Grab your buds and enjoy over 50 HD TVs, huge beer mugs and award-winning apps, pizzas, and more. Great samples and giveaways all game. Reserve your spot now at KingsBowlAmerica.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Braves at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Oh, yeah. It's almost that time of year. Hell, last weekend, the college football season kind of kicked off, but it is going to be in full swing this weekend. Right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, we get a chance to talk to a guy that we're going to be talking to weekly, our man Pete Futek.
He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. On Twitter, at Pete Futek, publisher of collegefootballnews.com. And it all gets going tonight. I'm sure you are excited. And we talked a little bit last week when Big Anthony Heron was in. But, you know, it's upon us. These months, these weeks fly by awfully fast.
Yeah, you know, doing what I do, it's one long pregame show, and then it's like, wow, okay, all the, you know, the theories and crazy philosophies and stuff. Okay, now they're actually going to play, and I could actually see if any of this stuff is right. It's like doing one massive book report, too, where I just write, and then, okay, now it's going to all sort of happen. But, yeah, it's fun. Now is when, you know, it's after all the other stuff that's going on and all the other, you know, Ed Cunningham-like things that, you know, I'm certainly on board with and everything else, that all kind of goes away, and then I go all goofy, geeked-out football fan the second, you know, Ohio State and Indiana are going to kick this thing off tonight.
That's right. Ohio State versus Indiana. Was it 21.5 or 22, something like that, is the line. The Ohio State Buckeyes at number 2. Seemingly nobody talking about an Urban Meyer team that has a chance to go to another CFP.
Because, again, they're number 2 on a theory. I mean, because they're supposed to be good because they're Ohio State and they have NFL players and stuff and it's Urban Meyer and you'd think they're good. But, like, nobody really knows exactly what this team's going to be. They have a new offensive coordinator, Kevin Wilson of Indiana head coaching fame, who gets to go back to Bloomington tonight. And they're changing things around. They're supposed to be really good. But this is a, you know, it's a Big Ten road game in August. It's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird Thursday night atmosphere. Indiana's actually going to care about this football game. They've got one of its best defenses in a long time. They've got a whole bunch of decent offensive playmakers. So, you know, you don't have a preseason. You never know what's going to come out of a first week. And so I'm hoping this becomes a pretty decent game tonight and at least something that we can, you know, kind of look at and say, all right, well, now we know something about this Ohio State team. But it's week one. Everything will change as we go on. But it's certainly a fun game. And it's a game that actually matters in the Big Ten.
3 ranked versus ranked matchups this weekend. Michigan versus Florida. I believe is Virginia Tech playing somebody, and Florida State versus Alabama. Which one is most intriguing for you?
I mean, obviously the Alabama-Florida State thing's the big one, but Florida versus Michigan, I mean, it's one of those weird things where I know Michigan's going to be good. That's my sleeper call, that they're going to this year finally beat Ohio State. They're going to be better than everybody thinks. They're going to reload in a hurry. I'm sure they're going to win this game. Then all the suspensions started happening because a bunch of Gators kept spending money on credit cards that aren't theirs. And they
Yeah, that's not like getting the autographed jerseys or something like that. You're talking about some pretty thoughtful white-collar stuff here.
Yeah, there's a lot of scammers running around.
Exactly. So they're like, hey, you know what, let's go buy some stuff here. And that's not really a good thing. And usually the law ends up frowning on that, and it earns you a one-game suspension from Jim McElwain. And, you know, Felipe Franks is now the redshirt freshman quarterback and plays some Malik Zaire. And now I start to think, you know what, maybe this is one of those times when a team just rallies around the controversy and becomes great and puts together a great performance. But that's sort of the fun of week one, is then all of a sudden we find guys who are going to step up and become, you know, the new stars that we're going to be talking about for the next few months, because if Felipe Franks goes off and has a big game, he's going to be one of the new stars we're going to be doing, just like Lamar Jackson turned into that early on last year.
All right, you got Minnesota hosting Buffalo, the whole PJ Fleck thing. I know people love him. He might be a good coach.
Row the boat!
Here's the problem. I know exactly where you're going with this, and I will stop, because the problem is it's annoying, it's obnoxious.
It works!
And the whole problem is the underlying thing revolves around his dead kid. So, like, it's like, oh, I can't rip on this because it's got
exactly.
some emotional thing. That,
exactly. You know. You said it. You said, like, you're not allowed to tell you, because it's all supposedly coming from some real place, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, and, you know, it's he's all in on Minnesota until, you know, Clemson comes calling in a few years or something. But
exactly.
We'll see. I mean, this is... you know, in terms of what to tune in for, okay, there aren't a lot of big games tonight to really care about. What are you going to watch on Big Ten Network in a couple hours? Buffalo's got this guy, Tyree Jackson, who is a 6'7 mobile quarterback who's sort of a freakish of nature guy. And Minnesota doesn't normally, you know, new year, new team and all that. Minnesota usually doesn't come out roaring. So that might be one of those games that might be a little closer than Gopher fans might like.
All right. Ed Oliver last year was the true freshman that I watched demolish older men who had been in strength and conditioning programs. Who will be that true freshman this year? Maybe on the offensive side, on the defensive side. If you don't know, I'm talking about Ed Oliver from the University of Houston, defensive tackle, who is definitely, if he stays healthy, going to be a top 5 or 6 pick in a couple of years here. But who's the true freshman on the offensive and defensive sides this year that I need to be keeping my eyes on around the country?
All right, he's not going to do anything in week 1, but because he's going against Alabama, Florida State's Cam Akers is kind of the next superstar Florida State guy up. You know, if you kind of look across the NFL landscape, obviously Dalvin Cook, you know, Carlos Williams, Devontae Freeman, they have a whole slew of, you know, very above average to very good running backs who just sort of fit the type, and he's going to be the next guy into this. But in terms of redshirt freshmen, that's been sort of the argument throughout the board. Felipe Franks, again, you know, from Florida, I think he is going to be fantastic. He's sort of a long-haul choice as opposed to going with the stopgap guy, Malik Zaire. He has got all the tools to be terrific. Josh Jenkins out of Virginia Tech ended up taking over that quarterback job. There's a lot of good redshirt freshmen out there, but over the course of this year, I think Akers is going to have a monster season.
Are you buying what Brian Kelly is selling? First of all, he says, well, we were bad because I was too busy fundraising, and clearly I was distracted, and that's why we were bad. And then he tries to meet you halfway. He says, well, I know I have to change. This is after he tried to fire every one of his assistant coaches and throws his quarterback under the bus, who, by the way, can't wait to tell people how happy he is to not be there anymore. And
yeah, that's meanwhile, I'm going to be right in that Deshaun Kizer is the best player in this draft. But, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So the answer, you're not buying what, because some of the stuff with Brian Kelly, it's like, how many different times does he get to say our underachievement is not my fault?
Here's the problem. They were close. 2 years ago, it kind of got swept under the rug. Had Conrad Yucrapina had not hit that bomb of a field goal for Stanford to beat Notre Dame probably is in the college football playoff 2 years ago. And then last year just went haywire from the start. It was a strange year. He coached poorly, but I don't think they're that far off again. They're changing their offensive styles a little bit. New offensive coordinator Brandon Wimbush is going to be just a statistical superstar for the Fighting Irish. But then the bigger overall problem with Kelly and all these other big names, all these, you know, who's on the hot seat, you know, whoever loses Texas A&M versus UCLA, either Jim Moore or Kevin Sumlin is going to be on the hot seat, and Brett Bielema is on a hot seat. The problem with all these guys, including Kelly, we don't quite know what his buyout is you're going to have to drop about a $12 million check to get rid of just about all these coaches. And I don't know if Notre Dame, as much money as it has, if they're just passable this year, if they're necessarily going to want to do that.
All right. Heisman talk. Saquon Barkley, Sam Darnold, is it Brandon Geis?
I heard you talk about Josh Allen. Did you say Josh Allen is the next Cam Newton?
Well, NFL.com's College Football 24/7 quoted as saying that we haven't seen a star like this since Cam Newton coming to college football.
You out of their minds? I hope I'm wrong. I love watching great players show up and become superstars. I kind of think Iowa's going to have something for old Josh Allen this weekend, but he's not accurate enough. But yeah, to your point, the Heisman, yeah, it's Darnold's obviously the main favorite. Lamar Jackson's not going to win it because you've got all these weird people who refuse to, you know, the keepers of the flame aren't going to want to make Lamar Jackson a 2-time Heisman winner. To me, it's whichever guy in the Alabama backfield rocks.
Wait a second. I resent that as a Heisman voter. If he deserves to be a 2-time winner, he'll be a 2-time winner.
You know that.
Yeah, it takes a lot, though.
I know that. Yeah. But there is going to be a whole host of people out there who aren't going to vote for him even if he's the most deserving player of the year, because they are not going to want to elevate him into that.
He can't be next to Archie Griffin?
Who, by the way, is absolutely the least deserving 2-time
Heisman. That's my point.
Like, O.J., you want your 2-time Heisman winner? It should have been O.J. Simpson. Yeah. There, that's your guy.
Archie's too busy getting stiff-armed by Connor Cook on Big Ten championship podiums. That's the problem. I'm going to go look at that GIF now again.
Exactly. But no, Lamar Jackson, I think, is going to be fantastic again. I kind of think when you're looking at, okay, what are all the, it's not necessarily the best player. It's who is that great player on the big stage against the top teams and the big times. Jalen Hurts kind of fits all that. He's going to be a better passer. He's a dynamic runner. If he lights up Florida State, he's going to have some of those big games throughout the year. Alabama's schedule's not that hard. He'll be the main guy. I think he is going to be right there. Or, everyone kind of forgot about Bo Scarborough, who's apparently back and fine after destroying everyone in the college football playoff. I think he's going to kind of become that next great Alabama running back.
He does not look like his name, because he's got a name like an old-school NASCAR guy.
I think of a big country boy when I think Bo Scarborough.
Bo Scarborough
though.
Coming off third turn, trading paint.
245 pounds and runs a 4.45.
Oh, trust me on this. He almost killed me at the national championship game. That first touchdown when he's flying up the sideline, I'm standing.
Oh, I thought I was back at the hotel.
Yeah, I was about to say, what'd you do?
He's coming right at me, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be the guy on social media who gets blown up into the fifth row when this guy can't stop. And so me and the name drop time, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, just dove out of the way at the last possible second as he came flying through. That guy is massive.
There's nothing I like seeing more than someone getting blown up on the sideline that isn't watching the football game in front of them. And I'm sure we're going to get a lot of those, especially now that the games are getting ready to kick off. All right, so give me the team that isn't going to be talked about enough that might be a sneaky dark horse in the CFP, and a team that you think is just vastly overrated that will be somewhere in Tucson when the new year comes around.
Yeah, I'm not a USC guy. I mean, part of the thing is that the Pac-12 just sucked last season. And this year, the Pac-12 South, Arizona, Arizona State, UCLA, they're not all going to be injured again. I'm still a big fan of Washington. I think they're going to be terrific. Stanford's going to be outstanding. And there's too much love out there for USC because everyone wants USC to be really awesome because it's USC. But that's like a 9-3-ish type of USC team, not, 11-1 college football playoff type. The team, I don't think they're going to end up in the national title, but the team I think it's going to be a pain in everyone's butt is NC State. They start out this year against South Carolina. They have an NFL defensive front four. Oh, former Northern Illinois coach Dave Doran,
our guy.
Yeah, he's needed a few years to build this thing up. That guy went from being absolutely fired to going on a run late last year, beating North Carolina to get to a bowl game. And
everybody likes NC State.
Changed. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so now, they've got playmakers there. They've got a veteran team. That's what happens when you let a coach kind of build his program. And now, let's see what they do against South Carolina. They're going to be a problem for Clemson and Florida State in that division.
All right, and my buddy Nick Szepkowski is a Notre Dame fan, along with my guy Jay Zawoski. And of course, when Michigan comes around, Michigan week comes around, I'm going to get a lot of voicemails. Nick asked me just now, "Hey, Michigan boy, what's going on with your team this year?" And I started to think about it. There have been a lot of people that have been drafted that wore the maize and blue. I have no idea what this team is going to be this year. Can you tell me?
That to answer your question, because it's not like Michigan is a sleeper because it's like a top 10 team and it's Michigan. That's my Cinderella team. And I because I have too many friends who went to Michigan and I despise them all, it's annoying me and paining me to say this. I think they're going to win the Big Ten. I want to see what they're going to do against Florida. The caveat's they got to beat Florida.
Right,
if they do that, they're going to go on a quick run because, yes, they do have to replace 20 starters, but they got some NFL defensive tackles up front there, and starting with Rashawn Gary. They've upgraded at receiver. They're just young. And I think they might be in that category very soon of like Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson, of just programs that just reload with talent in a hurry. And I think this one did it. The other key is the schedule. If they can just split those road games against Penn State and Wisconsin, they get Ohio State at home. Eventually, they're not going to totally wet the bed against the Buckeyes.
That wasn't a first down last year, Pete. Wasn't a first down.
I agree. Eventually, they're actually going to win this game again. And when they do that, then I think they're going to probably lose to Wisconsin, avenge that in the Big Ten championship game, and go off to the college football playoff and get annihilated by Alabama.
There you have it. Pete Futek going to be a regular guest on this show. Happy college football season, or try to make it that. That is Pete Futek of collegefootballnews.com. Brought to you by IKEA. Settling back into fall routines, IKEA can help you do it comfortably with new lower prices on their most popular sofas. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details.
Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Pat Fitzgerald, not Fat Fitzgerald, like Terry Moore said one time. We're going to talk about the Cats. Take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. I am engaging in some text conversations with people. Apparently, the Confederate flag is not a symbol of treason or slavery. All right. And also,
none of the above.
I'm learning some new words as well from this 847 texter.
Yeah.
I've never been called that before, and I'm trying to figure out at the next meeting if I should bring it up as if, you know, because we made the last one cool. I'm wondering if we have to make this one cool. I've never heard this
before. You showed me that there is such a word, and it's an insect.
Okay, I don't think he was calling me an insect.
But I don't know if it's a combination of Chicago and the N-word, but that would be my
guess. Apparently I am one, though.
That would be my guess, but...
Hey, Tony, put this in the minutes for the next meeting, because I have no idea.
Put it in a sports minute.
Yeah, well, don't ever put it in a sports minute, because all it's going to do is get killed by our textures. So yeah, we got a lot of things to take
care of. It's a kind of biting, usually red-colored biting mite.
Is that his? Nah, not this guy's text history.
He doesn't mean it that way.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, this is Sheriff David Clark telling me this right here.
Out of a job.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's resigned to take a job as a more vocal racist.
He looks like he has burnt toast on his face. His goatee is a weird thing.
It ceased to be a goatee at this point. But I don't know what it is, but it looks like it's eating his face.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he will soon be hired to have an even more elevated platform from which to say horrible things.
Yeah. God bless him. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
The Bears preseason continues, and so does our coverage. Join in the conversation as our team of Bears experts cover the Glennon Trubisky controversy and all other breaking Bears news. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T, and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And right now, the Labor Day sale is on at Mattress Firm. And when you work as hard as you do, you deserve to sleep better every night. So to make that happen, Mattress Firm is providing you with incredible Labor Day savings.
And guess what?
What?
If you get one of these beds, like this Hampton and Roads mattress ranging from $99.99, $199.99, and $299.99, and with select purchases, compare that bed with a free adjustable base, you are in heaven, because the adjustable base, it helps you sleep better. You can put your legs up in the air like you just don't care, or you put your head up, and you got the massage feature and the control. Up. And some of them have outlets right there on the bed, so you can plug things in like a USB cord or whatever you need to use while you're in bed.
I'm just saying, maybe something else. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, Mattress Firm has you covered.
There's the Dream Bed Lux at an unbeatable value of $39 a month for 6 years. That's a dollar a day for this brand new bed that comes with, wait for it, a free adjustable base. There's interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. And more importantly, because Mattress Firm is based in Houston, they are doing what they can do for Houston and the surrounding area, dealing with the effects of Hurricane Harvey. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the aftermath, but Mattress Firm is doing what they can to help. First of all, donating $1 million in product to those in need, plus a portion of every purchase made in their stores between now and Tuesday will be donated to provide up to an additional $1 million worth of pillows, blankets, and mattresses for people who've lost their homes and have to rebuild. Mattress Firm stores are also set up to accept monetary donations that will go to the American Red Cross Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. Donations can be made online through their website at mattressfirm.com. Go there to learn more, but get in to the Mattress Firm near you to help out with this and for the Labor Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data. Free with no annual contract.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation. Taxes, extra account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan and cannot lapse. To get bill credit for 3rd and 12th month. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Horoscope. Aries, the clearer things become, the more questions you have. Remember to just focus on your future. Taurus, this week, things in your romantic realm are stepped up a notch or two. Gemini, while you deserve a raise at work, this is not the week to ask for one. Cancer, this week, money concerns weigh you down. Reevaluate your retirement goals. Leo, you may be tempted to take a risk, but look before you leap. And Virgo, a flirtatious exchange this week may lead to something unexpected. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, they're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
4:32 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Ticket, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit chicagowolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs open a weekend series against the Brewers tonight at Wrigley. The Cubs are red hot right now. Jake Arrieta said that's the plan heading into September.
the biggest mark of a championship team is being able to play your best baseball leading into mid-September and the end of September, and then ultimately into the playoffs.
You can hear the rest of Jake Arrieta in that interview at BernsteinandGoff.com. Kyle Hendricks gets a start tonight against Atlanta's Sean Newcomb. Cubs hoping for a repeat of their sweep of the Braves in mid-July. Pre-game with Mike Esposito starts tonight at 6:30. Meanwhile, the Score's Bruce Levine says the Cubs are still interested in Tigers ace Justin Verlander ahead of tonight's trade deadline. Addison Russell had an MRI on his foot within the last hour, according to Bruce Levine. Cubs awaiting that result, but some good news. John Lester returns to the rotation on Saturday. Mike Montgomery will remain also as a starter for now. And the Sun-Times reports that the Cubs have received approval for one more night game this season. That one will be played on Friday, September 8th against the Brewers at 7:05. White Sox fell to the Twins 5-4 at Target Field today. Miguel Gonzalez gave up 3 runs over 6 innings. Alan Hansen 3-for-4, including a home run, but it wasn't enough. Reliever Juan Minaya hit a batter in the bottom of the ninth to walk in the winning run. Bears and Browns play the fourth and final preseason game at Soldier Field tonight. At the U.S. Open, Venus Williams and Maria Sharapova both advance on the women's side. Rock Island's Madison Keys is getting set to play her next match at about 4:30 today, so that one should be just getting underway. On the men's side, Roger Federer is about to win his match. Rafael Nadal plays later tonight. Listen live with Spiegel and Parkins, broadcasting from the park at Wrigley tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12:45 before the Cubs take on the Braves. Stop by the broadcast when gates open 2 hours before game time and catch the action. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Braves at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gerald Nissan.
This is the kind of story I love. The MLB.com beat writer for the Milwaukee Brewers is a guy named Adam McAlvey, and he just tweeted the following. Brewers feuding behind the scenes with Cubs again, this time over next week's game time change. Details to come. You know, the Cubs won a concession, a temporary one-time concession from the city. Crane Kenny gets his wish of the extra night game. I'd prefer the day game. It's good for everybody involved. It's great for the station.
Oh, no doubt.
In the middle of the day.
Shout out to the day
games. Hey, love the day games. A little more longer work day for us on September 8th when the Cubs are going to start their game at 7 instead of 1:20. But why are the Brewers mad? Are they off the day before?
Are the Brewers going to turn into that? That angry, like a bunch of Sean Rodriguez's on one roster? By the way,
or like a whole team of Sox fans?
Has anyone's career, after being angry very visibly, has anyone's career turned into mud quicker than Sean Rodriguez's? I know he had that terrible car accident in the offseason, so I don't want to make light of that. But like when that man took that bat to the Gatorade thing in the playoff, was the play-in game? Was it the play-in game? Right, the wild card game. When he took that bat and everybody in his dugout was looking at him like, what the hell's wrong with this idiot over here? He has been trash money records for the last 2 years. Like, look at his numbers.
Carlos Zambrano took time to get bad.
Yes. Yes.
He sort of eroded.
Yeah. After the two-piece with Michael Barrett. That took a little time.
Went back
time.
To the clubhouse for some side dishes, too. There's some red beans. Yeah.
Hey, you got enough? I want the whole damn thing. No, yeah. You got to be either crazy or ridiculously dumb. To
fight Carlos Zambrano?
Yes, that is a thick.
Right, you need the red cape and the picadors.
Yes.
Right,
yeah. What's Carlos like? 6'5, 6'6, 240?
Insane. In the midbrain.
He's fighting Be Real and on Cypress Hill. No, dude, that Sean Rodriguez thing, because I saw him in the last series and he's just throwing the ball all over the place and still looking weird as hell and angry. Like, nobody's career that I've seen in the last few years has taken a nosedive like that guy's has in terms of being, you know, in front of everyone and being angry and being that dude. But if the Brewers got a bunch of guys who are angry and, you know, plucky because they're a young team and they're on the rise, I got no problems with it. You know, a nice little young rivalry never hurt you. The Cardinals are going to be the Cardinals, you know, even though they're imploding a little bit.
Yeah, 6'4", 275, Zambrano.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not to be messed with.
Damn.
And that's baseball weight, too.
Yeah.
That isn't that's like football swole, right?
Exactly. Ain't no popcorn muscles on that, man. Yeah, Michael Barrett had to be a crazy person.
What's he doing these days?
Being a crazy person.
Is he working in baseball?
In his backyard.
Michael Barrett? What started the Derek Lee fight in the dugout? Was that Zambrano yelling at Derek Lee, remember, at the cell?
I think Derek was telling him to chill or something, right?
Hey, yeah.
Zambrano was yelling at him for a ball that got through the infield.
Yes, that's what it was.
That's the day that Craig Miller had his, remember? But that was...
Yeah. Derek was like...
Carlos, hey, not...
calm your ass down. And Carlos was like, don't I tell... The crazy
play
thing,
first base.
The crazy thing is Carlos was very accessible, too. Like, he came on the air, like, the week after that, right?
Yes.
He came on the air, like, don't you got a... That's the famous... Don't you guys got commercials that Tannehill plays every once in a while? Like, he came on the air a week after a meltdown, where other guys would be like, yeah, I'm sick, or my team told me not to do that, so I'm not coming on the air. It was right around the corner here, right in front of the hotel that we went to.
It's my hotel.
Yeah.
We'll say, Fred.
We'll say, Fred.
Well, back to your question, are the Brewers becoming that team? Maybe. Like, maybe they're like, yeah, we're going to stand up to the hegemon of the Cubs by complaining.
And the Pokemon.
They've moved to game time. Now it's not a level playing field as we try to win the division.
Yeah, those plucky Brewers.
Yeah,
Brewers going to have something here.
Yeah, I don't.
And if the Reds can get more than two pitchers who could throw a strike, that dude that they threw out there the other day, was it Nicky the Kid? Was it Pavetta?
Yeah.
That dude's throwing 97 free and easy and mincing around the edges. What? Jump in there. I really wanted to say what my coach Mahoney freshman year told me about, you know, don't eat around the edges, golf. Just jump right in there. He was talking about a drill, and apparently I was eating around the edges, and he's like, no, don't. Jump right in there. I'm like, hey, man, I'm 15.
Yeah, that's not appropriate, coach.
Yeah, I'm 15.
Oh.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? I haven't
done that yet.
Right, yes. I'm like, I've heard about it. I've seen it, you know, on movies. But, like, what are you talking about? This is the Oklahoma drill. I don't want to do that to Alex Thomas. He's 270 pounds and a guy. I don't do that with guys. I want one day to have that with a nice young lady that loves me, but yeah,
or that, doesn't
no
at that age, doesn't have to.
Yeah, you know, I think my first time was to somebody that didn't love me a whole hell of a lot. Well, I think she did. She then went on to become a lesbian, though.
What are your career goals? Well,
sleep with
try this out and then become a lesbian.
Yeah, I think she was a lesbian at the time. She just wanted to give the kid a send-off present, I guess. It was the day before I went to college.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm watching TV.
Right? She told me to come on through to the spot, as Herbie would say. Maxwell was playing in the background on repeat. So, you know, I'm like, oh, this is about to happen here. And then at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I come back home. I was supposed to have packed to go to college.
And she was, that's what she told you, she was a lesbian?
No!
Now you've done it.
No.
By the way,
I'm done.
Yeah, that was so bad.
I get back home at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I hadn't packed anything to go to school with.
I just want to talk about the Brewers.
And my mom is at the door, and she's like, have her take you to school, because I hadn't packed any of my stuff yet. And my mom, she knew what I was out on. She knew that I had never been out that late before. I come back in, there's crazy things all over my clothes. I'm like, you know what, man? I might have her take me. Yeah, dude, it was an event.
Wait, crazy things all over your clothes?
Dan, it was an event.
Okay.
Like, it was... Like, it was
two trips,
a movie, dude. Like, I was like, yo, I don't know when this is gonna happen again. I don't know how it went from Carlos Zambrano.
You're wearing a full scuba suit. Look at the flippers. Where you been?
I don't know.
You have like a light on your head.
What's your show? That's the reality show that you like to watch with the tuna.
Wicked Tuna.
Yeah, I got the cages behind me. I'm throwing things in the room. I'm just trying to live everything out in that one instance.
Why do you have a harpoon? I don't know.
See, this is the things that you share. This is the vulnerability that I have with my family known as the audience. Mm-hmm. Yes, it happened. And then she decided she did not like men anymore. Not right after, by the way. This was years after.
This segment has been brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
I cannot believe I just told that.
All I wanted to do was talk about the Brewers being petty.
Get your ass out of here.
That's really
it.
I gotta have all this.
Don't make me feel any worse than I feel right now.
I wanted to just stick to sports.
Have you ever seen a brother turn red before on the air on Facebook Live? You're watching it right now.
I'm
matching my shirt. Yeah, we'll talk to Pat Fitzgerald about football.
Mm-hmm.
Go Cats.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Right now, save 50% off everything at Gap Factory and 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory. That's right, 50% off or more on everything in stores and online. Save with tees starting at $6.99 and 40% off clearance at Gap Factory stores. And at Banana Republic Factory stores, fabulous tops start at $9.99 and 50% off clearance. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data. Free with no annual contract.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation, taxes, extra. Account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan. It cannot last to get bill credit for third and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This week, the history of sport.
This week in 1985, Pete Rose tied Ty Cobb with 4,191 hits.
The Cleveland Browns became the first team in NFL history to have a play reviewed by instant replay. This week in 1986, Cal Ripken Jr. broke Gehrig's record playing in 2,131 straight games. This week in 1995. And this week in 2013, Serena Williams won her fifth women's singles U.S. Open title.
And more coming up soon, right here.
Yeah. Hey, it's Jason Goff here. And if you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites you used to go to. The only site you need is Upside.com. It's quick and easy for Upside to show you the exact flights you're looking for and the big name hotels you want to stay at. You can buy them separately or bundle them together, and you can even add a ride. And by bundling two or more selections, you'll experience the real magic of using Upside. See, the more you bundle, the more you save. The bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business travel package using Upside. And their expert navigators are always available 24/7 through phone, chat, social, and email to help anytime before, during, and after your business trip to make sure it goes smoothly. I use Upside, and their concierge level of service is second to none. You get the VIP treatment while still paying low, low prices and being rewarded with gift cards every time you book a package. Oh, by the way, you keep all your airline miles as well. Upside's the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use promo code SCORE, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Upside.com, the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete detail.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, they're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. Don't sweat
Get
the technique.
Get out the Tiger Bomb because you're going to catch this work.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, all the guys out there, try to win the championship every time, okay?
You got to get put it on film because you're not just doing it for that team. Right. You're doing it for the whole league.
You wonder why your lady hates you is because you're ugly, you're stupid, and you probably don't make enough money. The least you could do is try to win the championship every time out. All right, a good showing. That's all people ask for. Okay,
you are representing both the name on the back and the name on the front.
Exactly. Right? You know, you want to be able to look your kid in the eye. Come on, fellas. Stop half-assing it out here. Get a couple stretches in before. You know, if you get a text, you know, while you're at work, she's like, hey, when you come home, you know, something's waiting on you. Get a little limber in the car. You know, stretch it out a little bit.
Not too much. I mean, by the way, your taillight's out, and what the hell are you doing?
I didn't mean that. I mean, like, you know, start to visualize the game.
Right, or do some mindfulness exercises and some breathing. Hey. Do it more. Think more like a hockey goalie,
exactly.
Right? Where you get in your headspace and you make sure everything is just right.
Hey, this is from the 309. How's Shane's one black friend, Jamarcus, doing? Shane?
What's our Jamarcus? Report.
If you didn't hear this yesterday, the end of the show where Shane, one of our producers here at the station, I give it to Shane all the time. By the way, Shane got a nice little uptick on the old followers last night when I dared people to follow Shane Reardon on Twitter. The problem is Shane isn't a complete hack. Like, there's things I like about him, and he does have talent. No. Shane's got something. Shane's got the thing going on. He's just a maniac who keeps, every time I try to give Shane a pound with the fist, he grabs my hand.
I love that.
It's the weirdest thing of all.
It's a great bit.
Because he's got those big, meaty hands, and I don't even know where they've been in a while, so.
In his pants.
Probably so.
Yeah. Nobody else is doing it for
him. My kid's learning. Like, the warmest place for his hands are his diapers.
The moment the diaper comes off in the grab?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he That's found fine. That a while ago.
Hey, we've got a trade involving Chicago. We have a trade.
Uh-oh.
The Bulls are trading for Quincy Pondexter and receiving a second-round pick from the New Orleans Pelicans, according to Vincent Goodwill.
Yes!
A 2018 second-round pick. So on MLB trade deadline day, we get a blockbuster.
Yes! Coupon is coming, baby. Let's go. Quincy Pondexter, a serviceable wingman who will score you no points and play a little bit of defense for you.
I kind of got to question your definition of serviceable.
He's a nice little piece if you got eight guys that'll push him down on the roster.
Well, the other project, Bovada.lv, came out with their win-loss projections. We were talking about Westgate something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't get much better when we start looking at what Bovada is doing, because on your NBA win totals, Golden State is the top over-under at 67.5.
Okay.
And at the very bottom of the NBA, your Chicago Bulls are at 22. And again, trailing the Atlanta Hawks by 3.5 projected over-under wins.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bulls going to be bad.
Going to be terrible.
Zach LaVine got to get back.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine. By the way, we got a pitching machine from Jake Arrieta.
And you said it too.
Yeah,
no, two texters heard it.
Can't keep off of that. It's kind of
so
like.
So is that now?
Stoney and Terry?
Let's
Terry
make this official. Has that risen to the level of and members of? Is it the level of having to yar a nuts?
It's still a new artist. It's still, you know.
It hasn't quite.
It hasn't sunk in the bloodstream just yet.
Okay.
It's still just getting, you know, ready.
But every time you hear machine, it immediately whether you're here or whatever.
I got dudes sending me pictures of things that have anything machine in front of it. Like,
right. Washing machine.
Yeah, exactly. On Twitter. So
automatic teller machine.
Right, so it's out there, but it hasn't risen to the Hall of Fame levels yet.
They talked about the guy is in jail, the war machine.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
There was some story about it.
It's an awful story. Yes, an awful
story. Brutal, horrible murder.
That's what makes it come alive. Yes, that's what says that it's arrived, though.
Right, but then I went, war machine.
You guys are clowns, man.
Yes, but that's when it's fun.
I can't laugh at War Machine ever, though.
It's when you
just did.
It's him, though.
I know.
It's him. Like, if it was anyone else. Anyone else? War Machine is one of the worst people in sports history.
When you least expect it.
Man. It creeps up on you.
Right. That's when you know it's arrived, when it's already got, like, it's put a cookie on your hard drive that is just going to react whether you want it to or not. Like, somebody, somebody on Twitter sent a picture that just, I was dying. I forgot exactly what it was, but it wasn't washing machine, but it was something.
We're going to talk to a college football head coaching machine here in a couple
of
minutes.
He is that.
Definition of coaching machine.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. We're going to talk with Pat Fitzgerald. Go Cats. Next, you got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's some things in life you don't want to miss, like the boat.
Ah, nuts.
The joke.
What's so funny?
Your own wedding.
Well, that's not today.
Oh, that's today. Or an amazing deal, like the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. You'll get Xfinity X5 for the speed, coverage, and control you need for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Xfinity X1 with easy access to Netflix and the Xfinity Stream app for the most shows and movies on the go. You can't get all that with AT&T. Plus, if you add Xfinity Mobile, you can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your internet. You don't want to miss the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. New customers can get the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And get X1 DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to add Xfinity Mobile and get $200 back. This offer ends September 19th. So go to Xfinity.com/bestoffer, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Without enrollment, monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on